こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。宿題はだいたい毎週日曜日の朝までには出ていると思うので、ぜひ習慣としてやってみていただけると上達につながるかなと思います。あとバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式ストアで新商品、猫星人シミュレーション T シャツ大好評発売中ですので、ぜひ、なんだっけ、前この間出した The other one、トレーナー、
うん、
と一緒にチェックしてみていただけると。
Entanglement、
そうだ、もつれた時に最適なもつれトレーナーね。 OK、1個目、洞窟の中で500日間の隔離生活を送っていたスペイン人の女性が実験を終えて洞窟の外に出てくる様子が TV クルーによって撮影されました。 BBC によると2021年11月21日に洞窟に入ったベアトリス・フラミニさんは70メートルの深さの洞窟の中で運動や編み物、絵を描くなどして過ごし、60冊の本を読み1000リットルの水を飲んだとのことです。心理学者、研究者、洞窟探検家などさまざまな分野の専門家が実験に関わっていましたが、500日間の間ベアトリスさんは他の人間と一度も接触しませんでした。洞窟に入ってから60日ほど数えた頃に日数の見当がつかなくなり、500日目にはまだ160日から170日ほどしか経っていないと錯覚していたそうです。洞窟内では幻聴を体験したりハエの大群に見舞われたりしたとのことですが、記者会見では洞窟から出たいと思ったことはなかったと話しました。
A Spanish woman lived in isolation in a cave for 500 days and was filmed coming outat the end of the experiment by a TVE crew. According to the BBC, Beatriz Flamini entered the cave on November 21st, 2021 and spent her time in the 70-meter deep cave exercising, knitting, drawing, and reading 60 books. She drank 1,000 liters of water. Experts, including psychologists, researchers, and cave explorers, were involved in the experiment, but Beatriz did not contact anyone during the 500 days.After about 60 days, she lost track of time, and on the 500th day, she thought about 160 to 170 days had passed. She experienced auditory hallucinations and was harassed by swarms of flies, but at a press conference after her exit, she said that she never wanted to leave the cave.
So, 500日だから1年4ヶ月ちょっと、だから48歳で入って50歳で出てきたらしいんだけど。洞窟で一人で過ごす期間の世界記録を更新したらしい。2010年にチリ人の男性が69日間一人で過ごしてて、今回500日だから全然比べ物にならない、とんでもない長い間入ってたわけだけど。
Were there any pictures of inside the cave?
いやー、見てない。まあ、これからね、多分論文とかにするんだろうから、そしたらいろいろもうちょっと情報が出てくるのかもしれないけど、だからウクライナの戦争のこととかは知らないし、パンデミックは、まあ、入った時すでに始まってたけど隔離とかが終わってるとかはもう知らないし、エリザベス女王が亡くなったことも知らないしとか、まあ、500日の間に起きたことは基本すべて何も知らないから、
right.
時が止まった状態みたいな。
So why didn't she want to leave?
楽しかったんだって。その一人でこう編み物したりとかして、なんか嫌じゃなかったらしい、この人は。
I'm assuming she wanted to do this?
Like, I guess so.
Was this her idea? She seems well suited to it.
うん、その始まりがね、よくわからないから何とも言えないんだけど。でも、そう入ってで暮らしてるうちに結局72時間起きてて24時間寝るみたいなサイクルに自然になったらしくて、そうすると1日が96時間あるわけだよね、4倍の長さだから 4日で1日として彼女の中では体感してるから、だから、まあ、1年4ヶ月経ってたんだけど、実際は本人的には まあそろそろ半年かなみたいな、まだまだあるなみたいな風に思ってたっていう。
Mm-hmm. So did she go back in? Or
no, 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 no.
No? What they just dragged her out and
yeah, now she's back.
Okay, she's not going to go back into the cave.
I don't think so.
She wants to. いやだって
別に自給自足とかじゃないから、これその食べ物は月1回誰かがこう運んでいって、まあただ彼女とは会わない。
Hmm.
その足りなくなった頃に彼女が自分で取りに行くっていう仕組みだったらしいんだけどさ。まあでも、hmm. 太陽のね沈み何上がり下がりとかも見てないから、自分でカウントする、真っ暗な洞窟の中でカウントするって言っても、一回寝ちゃったらもう終わり感はあるよね。その今が朝なのか昼なのかって結構すぐ分かんなくなっちゃいそうだから、だからこの人も60日数えてもう無理だってなったって言ったけど、60日も結構長い方っていうか、だんだん分かんなくなるよねそりゃ。
How long would you last in this cave?
いやー私無理なんだけど、500日間一人でずっといる。いやー
You wouldn't get used to it and then prefer it like she did? Is it the flies?
無理そう。
What if there were no flies?
いやシャワー浴びれないとかも辛いし、まあ多分その本とかもさ、なんかね、一応その食べ物を運んでくるポイントにその外への人へのメッセージみたいなメモを残したりとかはできてたみたいなんだよね。だから例えば本をリクエストしたりとかいろいろできてたと思うんだけど、それでもちょっと私1週間ぐらいでも出たい
週間
かもしれない、うん、1週間も結構きついかも。だってさ1週間入って自分でカウントしてないと分かんないわけじゃん。だから今が3日目なのか6日目なのかとかさっぱり分かんないってなると、
Do you need to know that though? If you're in a cave?
I wanna know, yeah.
You wanna know what day of the week it is and what time it is?
どれぐらい経ったか大体は知りたくないとか、超変な話だけどさ、この本をたくさん読みましたって言って、なんか怖い本とか読んじゃったらさ、なんか急に怖くなってくるとかありそうじゃん。とかな、何かがあって自分がここに入ってる間にもう人類がさ急に全部死んでたらどうしようとか、mm-hmm. 変なことを考えちゃいそう、暇すぎて。
So why would you need to leave after a week? Would you go crazy? Would you get bored? Or would you just get scared? Or like what's the reason why you have to leave, you think?
I might just go crazy a little bit.
Hmm.
Don't you think so? How long do you think you will last?
I think I would last much longer if I had a sense of purpose. Like a reason.
You know? Oh, like experiment してるとかそういうこと?
Yeah, like if I was underground on Mars doing meaningful science or something.
Yeah.
I think I could last a long time because I sort of have an objective. But if I'm just like knitting, like, I think I might go crazy.
Well, but then like you being there alone can contribute to science, right? Because they're trying to study what happens to you in your psyche. So is that going to be your purpose or is that's just not enough?
That's not enough for me personally. I feel like, so, you know.I don't know, let someone else do that. Like, I want to be the one doing something. I don't want to be the lab rat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would feel like I want to see my friends. I want to talk to them. What if something's happening to them? とかもずっと考えちゃいそう。
What if you have Netflix?
I'd be bored.
Okay. What about Gwyneth Paltrow?How long would she last in a cave, you think?
Like half a day. And she will start complaining.
What about Mariah Carey?
The air purity in the cave and the food is not organic enough or something.
How long would Mariah Carey last in a cave?
Pro- probably like an hour. So your image, maybe like 5 minutes, you'll be like, ew, what is this shithole?
Where's my hot
immediately.
Tea?
Yeah.
We talked about a group of like a dozen people in France that stayed in a cave for like a month and a half or something. Do you remember?
Yeah. Vaguely. 他の人と一緒だったらまた全然違うと思うんだけどね。その喋る相手がいてさ、いやなんかやばいよねこれ、うちら何してんだろうね、ははとかさ、今だいたい1週間ぐらいかなとか、なんか話せればいいけど、
うん、
ずっと自分としか会話できない、もう独り言でさ、何してんだろうははみたいなやってたら本当におかしくなりそう。
Yeah, I mean it could be better or worse, right?Like if it's just you and Steve Buscemi in a cave.
Yeah.
Like that might be worse, right? Like sometimes people have a roommate that drives them insane.
So,
like they just can't. Even though they're a nice person, like they could both be nice people. But sometimes there's just like this incompatibility. Just little things, you know, they leave their socks on the floor or something.You know, it just, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Or like the other person is so stinky in the cave and you just can't do this anymore.
Do you think this woman would be a good candidate to send to Mars? Or
oh, yeah. Oh,
what if she's just knitting the whole time after she gets there?
あでもどうなんだろうね、その一人でずっといるのが得意っていう。
Yeah, she has to be with other people too.
Yeah, so だからエクストリームな環境で孤独でずっといるっていうのにすごい強いっていうことだから、他の人といっぱい一緒にいてるのとまた別かもしれないよね。
So maybe the groups that stay in a cave for a long time, like that's a better...
Yeah, like the Matt Damon situation, right? I think she will do really well. Like, he became sort of crazy. But then, like, he thought that no one was coming, right? And that's why he became kind of crazy. So she knew that she would get out after 500 days. So that's quite different.
What if they forgot about her? Do you think she would have just stayed there until she ran out of food?
まあじゃない、だって気づかないでしょ、普通にわかんないじゃん。
What about her, like, what about using the bathroom? Is that taken out by someone, or like...
そう、それがね、よくわかんなかったけど、まあ洞窟って言ってもさ、すごい広い、なんかいろいろさ。
Yeah, but the air circulation is not that good.
ね、わかんない、どうなってたのか。
You know, I like blue skies and...puffy white clouds, and I like seeing the gradient of the sky and seeing the stars and the moon, sunrise and sunset, like that, those things are enough for me to just live on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm just staring at a cave wallCan you imagine if that's the world that humans evolved in, and that's what we live, like we lived inside the earth, and it's just like this, we just live underground. Like how different would we be?
That sucks, right?
Would we come up with computers and stuff if our species was an underground species?
I don't know. わかんないよね、本当に。なんか季節とかもわかん。まあ、なんとなく寒いとか暑いとかはもちろんあるだろうけど、そのお花が咲いてとかさ、そういうのは何もわかんないじゃん、雪が降るとかさ。
Like if we didn't have the outside world to like explore, if the boundary was like right there.
And I wonder what it's like to come out after 500 days where you're sort of left out and 何もわかんないわけじゃん。
What's that?
Reference とかもわかんないじゃん。ジョークとかもさ、
What's that, that Nicolas Cage movie? Oh, Con Air, where like they escape. And there's this scene where Nicolas Cage steps outside for like the first time in forever. And he's just like, he just has this smile on his face, and his hair is just like flowing in the wind. You don't know this scene?
I can't really remember.
I don't know.
But yeah, you might feel that way. Yeah. Or just like talking to people for the first time after 500 days, you know? Like, hey, long time no see. And it just feels...
Yeah.
なんか不思議な感じがしそうじゃない?
Yeah, I wonder if she's... You think she's changed now? She's a different person?
I don't know. I'm curious.
So you wouldn't do this?
No.
You have no plans to do this?
Nope. 次。シカゴ大学の研究で、人は温度や痛み、感触や圧などを感じる体性感覚が一切なく、そうした体験を持たない場合でも、触覚を比喩に用いた単語や表現を理解できるのかを調査するため、生まれつき感覚神経繊維がない43歳の女性の協力を得て、さまざまなテストを行いました。例えば、That class was hard というような触覚を使った比喩表現、日本語ならふわふわした人などといった比喩表現について、女性の場合は hard やふわふわといった触覚を体験しえませんが、触覚の比喩表現を選んで文章を完成させるテストにおいて、この女性は対象群と同等のスコアでほぼ全問正解でした。
In a study by the University of Chicago, researchers investigated whether people without somatic sensory experience, such as temperature, pain, touch, and pressure, can understand metaphorical expressions that use touch in their meaning. The researchers recruited a 43-year-old woman born without sensory nerves and conducted various tests. For example, in one test, she had to choose expressions using touch to complete a sentence, such as, quote, that class was hard, or the expression hua hua shita hito in Japanese. The woman scored nearly perfect on all of the tests, similar to the control group, despite never having experienced sensations like hard or fluffy.
So, この first name だけ公になってて、Kim っていう人なんだけど、生まれつきその体制感覚が一切ない。で、さらにこのなんか Hereditary Sensory Autonomic Neuropathy Type 2っていう診断名らしいんだけど、これが他に見つかったケースが一人もいないんだって、この人だけ。だからここでは One of a Kind Variant って呼ばれてたけど、あの、だから後天的にこうなった場合とか、体の一部がこうなった場合はこのテストはまあできないじゃん。だからそのこのキムっていう人が協力してくれたっていうことがすごい大きなポイントであって、彼女の場合は視覚と聴覚は完璧なんだって。もうメガネとかもいらない、めっちゃ見えてるし、めっちゃ聞こえてる、ただ触覚がない、触った感触とかが分かんないし、味覚もなくて嗅覚も結構弱い。で、運動神経とか運動機能は正常だし、筋力も正常なんだけど、その固有受容感覚がないので、車椅子生活、要は自分の手足の位置とか動き、関節がどんぐらい曲がってるとか、筋肉にどんぐらい力入ってるっていうのを感知することができないっていう、
okay.
あとは反射がない、リフレックスがないから、例えばわざと咳をするっていうのはできるんだけど、なんかが詰まった時に反射で咳込むっていうことはできないとか、まあ、いろいろ結構重度なあのそういう状態があって、でそういう今回みたいに生まれつきも触覚がない、例えばこの机が硬いのかどうかっていうのを判断するために、触っても彼女の場合は分からないから、何か物をぶつけてカーンって音がしたら、あ、硬いんだなとか、聴覚を使ってあのその物の硬さとかを判断するみたいに暮らしてるらしいんだよね。
This is a condition that happens to some people after birth. I think it's I mean, it's not common, but there are many cases of central nervous system damage that can cause this, or in some cases, stroke can cause this.
Yeah. そう、ただ彼女のみたいにそう生まれつきっていうのが今回のポイントで、だからここでもその It may be a case study of just one, but it's a pretty powerful one っていうふうに言ってて、確かにサンプル数は少ないんだけど、もうそのまず母数がいないから、まあ、彼女に協力してもらうっていうことがすごく重要なありがたいことですみたいな。
Right.
でここでだから、ね、どういうふうにじゃあ彼女がこういう比喩表現を解釈してる理解してるのかっていうのをテストしたんだよね。でなんかこの人とお母さんとの会話の中で grits ってあるじゃん。あの食べ物で gritty っていう言葉があるじゃん。だからこの彼女の中では grits も gritty なんだろうなって勘違いしていた。でお母さんはいや grits は gritty じゃないよみたいな料理したら gritty じゃなくなるんだよっていう話を、まあ、研究者の前でそういう会話があったと。だからその語源が同じところから来てるからこうなんだろうなみたいな、文字通り解釈するしかないから、まあ、他人から言われた定義通りに覚えてるわけだよね。
Makes sense.
だから一般的な人は比喩を聞いたとき、その This test was hard とかふわふわした人とか聞いたときに、まず体制感覚を思い出して、その記憶を介してそれがどういう意味なのか解釈するけど、彼女の場合はもう直接こう言語的に理解してるみたいな。だから結論としては、その体制感覚の比喩表現を理解するのに体制感覚自体は必ずしも必要ないですよっていう。
I think people with a sense of touch often learn words that same way that she is learning them, and we're not aware that it is even metaphorical in its roots.
So, and
I think AI would also pass this test despite having no sense of touch.
そうなの。だからすごい AI の話にはつながりそうだなというか、その言葉の意味を、だから元々の意味を理解している必要はなくて、どんな場面でどんなニュアンスでみんなが使ってるかっていうパターンを認識してるわけだよね。だから、まあ、体制感覚がある方が知らない比喩表現を聞いたときにすんなり、あ、こういう意味かなってゲスしたりとかすんなり覚えられる可能性はもちろんあるけど、まあ、必ずしも別にそれは必須ではないっていう。
I think the metaphorical aspect can add the subtle connotation to the meaning of words. And struggling to come up with like a good example of this, but you know, if you know that, like I didn't even really think of the word hard as in like difficult.
Yeah, me neither.
metaphorical.
But then, you know, if you didn't know what it meant, like let's say you're a 3-year-old or something, then you kind of have to guess from the context, then, you know, you would just naturally assume that it probably wasn't easy, right? Or expressions like she went through a rough patch or something. If you didn't know the expression, you can kind of assume like, oh, it was rough, so it wasn't smooth. とか、なんとなくこう、guess はできるもんね。
Well, smooth and rough, smooth is this also metaphorical, you know, when you say it wasn't smooth.
Right. So, まああと日本語だとこういうオノマルピアみたいないっぱいあるから、なんか、ね、パサパサしてるとか、なんか、そういうドライな人とかそういう表現もそうだけど、
Yeah, that's interesting too. And even just like, just hard thinking about like when humans were first developing language, things that are hard, like a hard nut. Hard, it's hard to crack. The hard nut, right? It's breaking up soil or rocks, like things that are hard generally require more effort.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And it's, I appreciate that our language by through these metaphors is still connected to the human experience, you know? So like if an AI came up with a new language just in cyberspace, they wouldn't have metaphors branching from a subjective experience, a physical experience, you know?
Yeah. So, それはそうだよね。だから、まあ、人間のスピーチパターンからして、AI が、まあ、こ、人間にはこういう体制感覚があるから、こういう比喩表現思いつきそうだみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
ところで新しい比喩表現を持ってくるっていうことはありえそうだけど、確かにその元をたどっていくと、それは人間が直接的に体験したそういう触覚だもんね。だから、mm-hmm. なんか solid とかもそうだし、なんか多分いっぱいあると思うけど。
Well, this woman is, you know, she's 人間 too. I don't want to leave her out, but you know, the for everyone else who's a human, you know, this is a core sort of relatable experience. I mean, the touch part, you know, obviously she has, you know, human experience, you know, through other senses, but.
Yeah, I really wonder what it's like to not have 触覚, like, so this, in the paper, it said that she doesn't have 味覚 and her 嗅覚 is 弱い, but then 食べ物の好き嫌いはあるって書いてあったのね。で、そこはまあ今回の研究の趣旨とずれてるか細かく書いてなかったんだけど、
うん、
でもテクスチャーではないわけじゃん。だからまあでもその飲み込みやすい、その噛むのに時間がかかるとか、
うん、
そういうことはあるもんね。別に触覚がなくてもなかなか、なんかこれめっちゃ噛まないと飲み込めないなみたいな、あ、これはなんかすぐなくなるなとかさ、溶けてなくなる、溶けてる感触は感じないとしてもすぐ喉に入っていくなとか。
Yeah, I think we kind of take the sense of touch for granted, you know?
Totally.
How insane it really is that that's a thing, you know, that you can feel these different surfaces and there's like literally microscopic differences that you are feeling.
だし、そのじゃ何がコンフォータブルで何がコンフォータブルじゃないとかもさ、全部触覚じゃん、ね、ふわふわしてる、お尻が痛くないとかさ、だそういうのが一切ないってなるとどういうことなのか想像するのはすごい難しいし、またこの固有受容感覚っていうのは、その自分の手足の位置がよくわからないみたいな、とか筋肉の力の入れ具合を感じできないとか、そういうのもね、ちょっとなかなか想像できないから。
So, one of the things I really like about yoga is this emphasis on how the body feels to itself. And through this stretching and these movements, you can put the body in positions that you haven't been in before. And so your proprioceptive, that sense of where your body is getting input that it's never gotten before, you know? So there's something weird going on, you know, when you focus on your breathing, when you're trying to, I mean, I guess they would say like open up, I don't know, chakras or like a new position or something. But this being aware of that whole thing is like, I don't know, seems underrated or underappreciated. Like it's available all the time. Some people are just doing that every day. Usually you're just in a chair and it's like, oh, my back hurts or oh, my shoulder's stiff, and like that's about as much as we give it thought.
次。
The gameplay trailer for a game called Unrecord has become controversial due to its hyper-realistic graphics and storyline. The story follows a tactical officer chasing down and shooting criminals. Some critics have argued that the game is too realistic, while others defend it as a form of entertainment and point out that similar games have existed for years. To achieve this realistic feel, the game uses a combination of camera and lighting effects, including vignetting, fisheye, motion blur, and dynamic exposure, along with realistic movements of the player's gun as they move and aim. Many commenters online have thought that the gameplay footage is actual police body cam footage and are disturbed to learn that it isn't real.
アンレコードというゲームのトレーラーが公開され、グラフィックとストーリーがリアルすぎるとして物議を醸しています。特殊部隊の主人公が犯罪者を追い詰めて撃ち殺すといった内容ですが、批評家の中でビジュアルがリアルすぎるとの批判が出ており、一方で同様のゲームは何年も存在しており、娯楽の一つであると擁護する声もあります。ゲームではリアルさを実現するためにヴィネット効果、魚眼レンズ、モーションブラ、ダイナミックレンジなどカメラと照明の組み合わせで様々な効果を演出しているほか、銃を動かしたり狙いを定める際に手元がリアルな揺れ方をするようになっています。ネット上ではゲームプレイ動画が実際の警察のボディカム動画であると誤解する人が続出し、本物でないことを知って動揺しているコメントも多く見られます。
Yep. 見た？
ちょっと見たんだけどめっちゃ怖いと思った。
Did you stop it?
Yeah.結構なんか心臓がドキドキした。
It looks real, doesn't it?
その今までも当然ね、まあリアルはリアルみたいな感じになってきてたわけじゃん、ゲームって。その昔に比べたら、わあ本物みたいみたいなとか残酷なゲームとかいっぱいあったけど、これはちょっと確かに普通に。ゲームっていうよりは映像なんていうのリアル映像っていう感じ。
We've seen this creeping up in various Unreal Engine demos, but not in any actual games, right? Like there's that train station video in Japan. There have been a lot of there's like the Matrix thing. There are these different demos.But I think what this game managed to do is by emulating the body cam instead of trying to emulate human vision, it lowers the bar a little bit as for like what looks authentic. Like, yeah, it looks like authentic footage, right? Which is, I think, a bit easier than like actual human perspective, right?
Right.
I mean, we don't really get the human perspective in real life. We just get videos.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you play games. What did you think about this?
Well, it's, I wouldn't call it the, what is it called? The Uncanny Valley?It wasn't like that, but when I was watching it for the first time, my brain was like, this is real. And then they would show something that doesn't look real, and it's like, oh, it's a game. And then it would show the next scene, and then my brain's like, oh, I think it's real. And it's like, I know this isn't real. Why is my brain, you know, like going in and out of like believing that it's real, like real footage. Yeah.And a lot of people online seem to, like people were arguing about whether or not it's actually a game trailer.
Yeah, it feels like this changes a lot of this, like, you know, whether violent games are okay or not type discussion, don't you think?Like, こうなっちゃうとまたちょっと話が違うようなみたいな。
Does your opinion change? Well, what was your opinion before, and what is it now?
まあ前はその当然ねそういう暴力的なゲームを、まあ、いろんな現実が同時に存在しうると思っていて、そのバイオレントなゲームをやったからって当然全員がそういう行動に出るわけじゃないじゃん。だとしたら今もうとんでもないことになってるから、別にエンターテインメントして、として普通に楽しむ人もいる。ただ何かそういうものにササプティブルな人というか、何か元からイシューがあってそういうゲームをやりすぎることによって何か問題が加速しておかしくなるっていうケースももちろんあると思うから、まあどうなんだろうねみたいな、まあ、どっちの現実もアクノレッジはした方がいいんじゃないと思ってるけど、なんかここまでその本物に見えるってなっちゃうとどうなんだろうね。なんかそれに慣れちゃうことが果たしていいのかみたいな、それがポジティブなに何結果を生むことってあるのかなみたいな、そのディセンシタイズドされることが、その社会の中で一部の人たちがそういう、そのまあだからすごいグロい映像とか自己動画とかをさすごい見る人もいるじゃん、
うん、
元からね別にこのゲームがなくても、ただそれは客観的に見てるわけであって別に自分が参加してるわけじゃないから、 I don't know まずその年齢制限とかやっぱりね、もう今以上にがっちりやんないといけないとかはあるんじゃないかなと思う。
うん。Well, I've always thought that video games and content like this does affect people, and the idea that it has no effect is weird to me. I don't think that's how it works. But for some people, it could be an outlet for stress or something and actually improve their effect on society. For other people, it could sort of influence them in other ways that may make them more likely to do something harmful to society. But I think that's that has already been the case with a lot of content. I don't know if the becoming hyper realistic is going to have some vastly different effect, but it's possible. It seems like it's possible that, you know, let's just think about the limit case. So let's say that this game play is literally indistinguishable from reality. Like it's almost there. It's almost there. But let's just say that it is. Like, you wouldn't want clips of that game in your social media timeline, right? Of just someone getting shot in the head. And it's like, oh, it's not real. It's a game. It's like, yeah, but it looks exactly like someone getting murdered or shot or something, right? It looks exactly like someone going into a building and shooting a dozen people, you know, and crouching repeatedly over their corpse or something. Like, it would look exactly like, you wouldn't know which one you're even looking at.
Yeah.
Like real violence or the game, right? In the limit case. And at that point, it's like, well, I don't care if it's a game. I don't want to see people getting shot in my feed. I mean, do I want to see it in a game? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Would you? I guess you wouldn't play this game.
No, and I think as I age, I get more and more sensitive with this type of thing because I think my stress threshold is getting lower and lower. Like, I was watching some Spanish TV series with my husband a while ago, and they showed this dead body with a smashed face, and it looked I mean, I've never seen a real person with a smashed face. I don't know how it looks. But then, you know, the people who made the doll must have studied it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that it looked quite realistic. And they did it in a way that it would kind of shock you.
Didn't Game of Thrones do this? Or was it Walking Dead? One of those shows, like some Asian guy gets
yes,
his head.
Walking Dead, yes. Yeah, so that was quite upsetting for me too. And well, you like shows like this though. Well, in Walking Dead, it was kind of like an important scene, but this dead body scene was not necessary in my opinion. And they kind of showed it over and over again. And I started being angry, like, just stop. Like, I don't need to see this, you know, because it gives you an actual stress. As if it's like your body gets shocked, right? Even if you know that it's not real.
Right. Well, the media does this with real things, and it is actually stressful, for sure. You know, like
that's
there's...
like you get a lot of hormones. And so... And I mean, when I look back when I was young, I used to watch a lot of gory horror movies, and I would go out at night, all night, drinking alcohol, and all these things where I thought that I was releasing stress, it was actually stressing me out even more. So sometimes maybe these gamer people too, like, they think that they're releasing stress, but in reality they're just not aware that they're getting more stressed.
Well,
they're in this strange loop. Not everyone, but certain, some people.
The relief from stress is not really like the stress is like disappearing. It's more that you're escaping reality through an immersive experience. The stress is still there when they put the game down and return to their real life. You know what I mean? But it's sort of like a temporary like escape.
Yeah. And if it's just once in a while, it's fine. But if it becomes chronic, if it becomes a routine, then that can be negative, detrimental. So, especially if your escape from reality is this game, for example, where you're shooting realistic-looking humans, you're training yourself to kill realistic-looking people.
Well, do you think there should be some sort of government control on what and like who and how?
Well, no, I mean, like, regulations になるとおかしいけど、まあ、理想を言えばその本当にリアルな見た目になってきた場合はもう敵が人間じゃない、そのそれこそゾンビとかさモンスターとかそういうこう実際には存在しない相手。
Well, these the people being shot, I should say, I don't know if you noticed in the clip, but their faces are pixelated. The teki. Their faces are totally pixelated, so you can't actually see the faces of the enemies.
Yeah, but I mean, is it better or worse? I don't know.
I think it's better, because you don't even want to know what that game looks like without the pixelated faces. Like, wouldn't that just be worse?
Oh, you mean it's just for the trailer, or?
I don't think it's just for the trailer. I think it's actually in the game, the bad guys. And, you know, the story is going to justify this, right? Like, these criminals, they killed your family and tortured them, and they are super evil, and, you know, you should shoot these guys.
Right.
Obviously, they can't put the context in the trailer, so it just looks like someone's running around shooting people.
Right.
But
right.
There's going to be a story that obviously, you know, justifies.
I hope so, yeah.
This is like an honorable, you know, tactical officer, sort of Jack Bauer, you know, situation, right? You got to stop. These bad guys are going to destroy the entire planet. You know, they have like a billion nuclear weapons and stuff, and it's super dangerous, so.
Yeah. Can we all just go like their Nintendo path, where it's just like cute stuff and oh, grown-ups and children can all play this game. Like,
no.
It's just...
Definitely no. But maybe there should be a special rating for content that looks real. Just so we know that it's not real. You know?
Yeah. Have to be over 60.
Well, with Midjourney and Stable Diffusion and, you know, all the rest of it, if we don't start making it explicit what's real and what's not real, then we're just going to lose track. And people can just take... I don't know how they would do that. Would they have like a watermark or something? Like, I don't even know how... Because people could just take clips of just from the game and upload it as if it's real.
ねえ、だからそれさ、すごいアノイングじゃん。その自分のフィードにそういうのが流れてきちゃって、いや、本物じゃないから別にまあ、グロいけどいいでしょうみたいなさ。いや、本物じゃなくても限りなくリアルに見える。その見てる側は本物かゲームか分かんないんだったら、それはじゃあどうするみたいな、まあ、新しい問題になるよね。
I've definitely been duped by videos that look real in the thumbnail, and then it's actually footage from a video game.
Oh yeah, I remember you were watching World Cup.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. that was bad.
That was so silly.
That was really bad. And my memory of that is that I was watching the real game, and then it switched to the video game. But when I scrolled back, it was the video game the whole time.
That's so silly.
But my memory was like it was real. But yeah, those soccer games are starting to look so real.
Oh, 次.
Last week on Thursday, SpaceX conducted the maiden test launch of the Starship Super Heavy vehicle in Boca Chica, Texas. As Starship lifted off the pad, it was apparent that only 30 of the 33 engines were operating, and three additional engines failed as Starship gained altitude. It's speculated that the engine failures destroyed the HPU, or hydraulic power unit, disabling gimbal control authority of the center engines. Having lost control authority, Starship then began to pitch over and tumble, and did not perform a booster engine cutoff or stage separation as scheduled. The loss of control prompted SpaceX to activate the FTS, or flight termination system, at 3 minutes and 14 seconds into the launch, which punched holes in the fuel tanks of both the booster and ship. At 3 minutes and 59 seconds into the launch, Starship experienced a RUD, or rapid unscheduled disassembly. The launch itself obliterated the reinforced concrete slab below the orbital launch mount, leaving a large crater, and sent chunks of concrete into the air, which damaged nearby ground equipment, including the tank farm and a van that was parked nearby. The plume left by the launch also triggered rainfall miles away, covering some people and equipment in sand and other particulates.
先週木曜日、SpaceX がテキサス州ボカチカでスターシップスーパーヘビーの試験的打ち上げを実施しました。スターシップが打ち上げられた時点で33機のエンジンのうち30機しか作動していないことが明らかになり、高度を上げるにつれさらに3機のエンジンが故障しました。その際、油圧パワーユニットに破損が生じ、中央エンジンのジンバル制御が失われたと推測されます。その後ピッチオーバーを開始しましたが、そのまま落下し始め、ブースターエンジンの切り離しやステージの 分離をすることができなかったため、打ち上げから3分14秒後にスペース X が飛行終了システムを作動させ、ブースターとスターシップ両方の燃料タンクに穴を開けました。打ち上げから3分59秒後にスターシップは RUD、 予定外の急速な分解、つまり爆発しました。打ち上げによって発射台の下の転勤コンクリートスラブが破壊され、大きなクレーターができ、コンクリートの塊が空中に舞い上がって、タンクファームや近くに止めてあったバンなど付近の設備に損害が発生しました。また打ち上げ時の噴煙により、数キロ離れた場所で雨が発生し、人々や機材の上に砂などの微粒子が降ってくる事態となりました。
Yep.
それはあんなでかいものを飛ばしたら雨も降るの。
Yeah. You watched it live, right?
I was. So, you know what happened to me? So I was confused when you were texting me, right? I was like, where did it go? Because I was watching it, but then I had to write something on my phone. I had to write emails. And so I was listening, but then I wasn't really watching. So I would like occasionally look up to see what's going on, and then I would go back to my phone. And so I heard
writing
them
emails
saying, like,
during the launch. I'm like, my brain can't even
I really
comprehend.
Have to.
Okay.
And then I heard the guy saying like, あれなんかエンジンの切り離しが今するはずなんだけどできてないですねみたいな。うまくいってないっていうのを聞いて、あ、やばいなって思ったんだけど、まあ、顔を上げずに書いてたから。で、その後爆発してわーって歓声があったじゃん。で、その一瞬、その爆発した一瞬を見てなかったの。で、歓声だけ聞こえたから、あ、切り離しできたんだって思っちゃったのね。で、そのわーって歓声があった時に、あ、めっちゃヒヤッとしたってツイートしたの。で、そしたら急になんか終わったから、あ、でその爆発したとこ見てなかったから、え、どこ行ったのみたいな。で、どうしたの、何が起きたの、何が起きたんだって。で、マイケルに、え、where did it go? みたいな。言って、そしたら、あ、爆発したよ、みたいな。言われたから、あ、そうか、みたいな。ちゃんとね、画面を見てないといけなかったねっていう。あの一瞬大事なところを見逃してた。あ、後から見たけど。
What did you think when you watched it?
That was so exciting. あの、まずさ、やっぱあの説明してるスペース X の人たちがみんなさ、めっちゃワクワクしてるじゃん。で、その時点でこっちもさ、こう引きずられてワクワクするじゃん、自然と。だから。
It was amazing.
いや、ドキドキした。いや、ドキドキした、めっちゃ。
Yeah. I felt
こんなでかいものが。
This sense of like awe.
Yeah.
You know? Like astonishment. That feeling is like rare these days. Of just really like awe about something, at least for me, that is just has such potential implications for the future in a positive, exciting way. You know, it makes the future exciting. You know, it feels, you feel alive, you feel like humanity is exploring, you know, that there are new frontiers, you know?
Yeah.
That we're still living in an exploration age. You know, there's places that we haven't been. That sort of open-ended future of possibilities is like, I think, really inspiring to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the crowd reaction.
Yeah, everything was super positive. Everyone was so happy and excited. Yeah. And that was great to see.
Yeah, and then I go on the internet and read these articles.
About what?
Just the way the media talked about the launch and all the headlines.
Oh, like what? 大失敗みたいなってこと？どういうこと？
Pretty much. I mean, almost every single headline in mainstream media was, you know, Starship explodes on launch. It's like they terminated the Starship. That's different than the Starship exploding, first of all. So all those headlines are misleading. And
I guess they didn't listen to Elon when he said, you know, you guys adjust your expectation properly.
Yeah. And yeah, the people that are aware of what that launch was were very happy about it.
Yeah.
And then the people that just read the news thought that it was a failure. Like, I literally had people text me, like, oh, the Starship blew up. Like, that's too bad. You know, like, and they had this very negative impression of what had happened. Like, multiple people. And I'm like, no, it was a successful test. You know, they got valuable information.
Yeah.
It's like, they like send me the article and I have to explain, well, this is mainstream media and they need a clickbait headline so they can sell advertising. So you'll buy more bullshit. And
I think it's just that it's just like the JAXA one where like JAXA one was actually more complicated because the JAXA person was crying and, you know, it sort of looked like it was a major shibai, and they probably thought that it was shibai too. But then in this case, the gap is huge, right? If you were actually watching it, you could tell that everyone was so happy and excited. And
yeah, it's unambiguous.
It's far from shibai,
like obvious, but right.
Yeah.
But if you read the news, you know, you get this impression that it was a failure, and that's like,
right,
like it's a huge setback, right?
Yeah.
And we're never going to go to Mars kind of impression. Right. That's literally what people were telling me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, the article, I watched it. You read an article. I am familiar with the context of launch. You read the article. You know, so
yeah, it feels like even if you are not that familiar with what's going on, if you just watch it, you could obviously see that everyone's like cheering and
you don't have to be a genius,
really happy. Yeah. So then you can tell like, oh, you know, this is somehow, you know, something great. You know, it's like,
yeah,
okay, they came this far and they're learning a lot of new things now thanks to this. But yeah, I guess if you just read the headlines, it could look quite negative, maybe.
Yeah, well, I have smart friends that messaged me sending their condolences. And I'm like, what are you talking about? the launch was very complicated. A lot of things happened and didn't happen during that launch. That there's a lot of focus on stage zero, which is the orbital launch mount. And so right now there's a huge crater under the launch mount.
Right.
And a lot of debris flew around and damaged a bunch of equipment, which will need to be repaired. And I think they...
Was that something that they were expecting or...?
They were concerned about it.
Oh.
They're working on a system that would have mitigated this, but it would have taken too long, and just they didn't want to push the schedule back that far for the test. Also, they want to be able to launch from the Martian surface, which wouldn't have a trench or a deluge system. Like they're for typical rocket launches, there's a trench, like a flame diversion trench, and they spray a bunch of water in the area they try to suppress what we saw happen with Starship. Mm-hmm. And so part of the reason why the plume was so big is because all this material in the ground, the dirt and sand, just got launched up into the atmosphere. And also a bunch of that material probably bounced around in the exhaust column and damaged some of the engines. So we don't actually know why those engines didn't start, the three engines at launch. It may have been caused by debris from not having a proper stage zero.
Ah, so you got to.
Instead of an actual reliability issue with the engines, but it's probably a little bit of both. The engines that failed later on, it seems probable that those suffered some sort of reliability issue, but we don't know because there's all this stuff bounced around in there when it took off. So and then obviously it's gone now, so
yeah.
It's hard to tell what happened exactly. Did you notice that Elon had a certain expression on his face after the launch? He didn't look that happy.
No, he didn't.
So people have speculated as to why that is. And I think one reason is that he's concerned about stage zero. He's concerned, or he was concerned about the damage done to the launch mount and the surrounding equipment. Because if you watch the launch, it's clear that huge chunks of concrete and stuff are like just flying out.
Yeah.
When the rocket takes off. And I think
they
may have underestimated how bad that was going to be.
Hmm. I see.
And then the other thing that may have concerned Elon is the delay between when the FTS flight termination system was activated and when the vehicle actually did RUD. Because how much time was in between there? It was like 45 seconds or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit longer than you'd expect.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, so it was supposed to happen way before that?
I'm just speculating, but when you do a flight termination, I think you want a RUD as soon as possible.
Okay.
Ideally.
Right.
But it's possible that they punched holes, but both stages still had so much fuel that fuel was just shooting out of the hole. So you need oxygen for an explosion. So I don't know. You can see in the video that they activate the FTS, and then you can see fuel and oxidizer like shooting out the side. And I think the levels in each tank had to get below a certain point before the vehicle would RUD. But I don't know. I'm just speculating about that. But
so you think that you said that they were preparing something and they didn't use it this time because it would have taken more time.
Yeah.
But then do you think that might not be enough, you mean? Looking at what happened this time?
No, I think it would help a lot. But I think they're trying to do like a super cooled like steel plate solution or something. So it's not easy to have a flame diverter at that location because the altitude is so low that, you know, they're by the ocean. So the water table is actually right there. So if they dig under the OLM, the orbital launch mount, they'll hit the water table, which means you can't make a trench very easily. So unless they raise the OLM, which is like, that would just take months and months to do.
Okay.
But I don't know. Elon said 1 to 2 months before they can launch again. I think it'll take 3 to 5 months maybe, but I don't know.
1 to 2 months.
So Elon says 1 to 2 months. So that they can get it done in like 3 to 5 months. That's my theory.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never a real...
Yeah, 言ってるもんね。その自分のタイムラインすごい何アグレッシブだから別に。Realistic とは限らないみたいな。
Did you see the flipping of the rocket?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like flipping around.
Yeah.
One of the commentators on the SpaceX feed said it was like flipping around, and they thought it was the flip maneuver for stage separation.
I thought that too. I didn't think that was like a bad thing. That's why I thought that when I heard the applause,
so
you know, it went through.
For stage separation, it doesn't flip around like that. It just sort of it does a partial flip and then it flips back down.
Okay.
It's sort of a weird little move. Yeah, so the problems we saw were booster engine cutoff didn't occur.
Mm.
But that may have been because so many engines were out that they would burn those the remaining engines for longer, right? Okay. So like the amount of fuel you're using is less if you have less engines, so you have to burn for longer. And then stage separation wouldn't be triggered unless they meet some conditions, which would include a certain altitude.
Okay.
They wouldn't be at that altitude yet because they had been using less engines.
Oh, okay.
And then and then the rocket flipping out of control was caused by loss of the HPU. And so once it's like flipping out of control, I think, you know, that Starship has like fins and stuff on the front part, the ship, which puts the aerodynamic center of lift in front. You know how like an arrow has feathers on the back?
Yeah.
Right? Imagine if you had an arrow and you put feathers on the front and you threw it. It would just flip around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you lose the control authority with Starship, because it has fins and stuff in the front, it'll just like flip.
Oh.
So that's why that happened, I think.
So it's all connected then. So like if the engines were working, it could have worked.
If the engines didn't explode, they wouldn't have lost hydraulic control, which means they could have kept steering the rocket. And they probably would have done booster engine cutoff, and they probably would have attempted stage separation.
そっか。まあじゃあ、1、2ヶ月後。1、2ヶ月後を目指した、まあ3、4、5ヶ月後にもう一回あるっていうことだったら、また楽しみにすることができたね。
They already have the next one ready, I think.It's already built. you know, both boosters and ships, so.
そっか。
Yeah.
そのだから、1、2ヶ月後っていうのは、その発射台を改良するのが1、2ヶ月後にできるって言ってるってこと?
Well, launch in 1 to 2 months.
With the improved 発射台?
And the new rocket, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But if SpaceX can't make Starship work, they will likely go out of business.
Yeah.
So it's...
I wonder what it's like for the engineers there. Like, I mean, I've worked at companies and, you know, if I saw my boss promising or saying something to the media, like... Oh, you know, it's going to come out in a month and I'm the one who's actually working on it. And if I think that that's impossible, like I'll be under so much stress, right? All the time. Even if you're used to your boss doing that, it's like, oh.
Well, I think they're all excited to get the next one ready. So, you know, the people working at SpaceX are really about this culture, like
I mean even if you're super excited and even if you love Elon, you know, and even if you really want to get it done like by tomorrow or something, it's
I'm sure they're
face palming like,
when he says 1 to 2 months.
Yeah,
it's just
right
face-palming.
Like you'd be like, oh. Like
well nobody really knows
nights,
no one really like, knows how long it'll take, right?
Overnight work, sleeping in the office, taking a shower, like in the office and sleeping on the floor.
Did you see the viral tweets in Japanese about like look at how they're just the culture about failure being so different and the U.S. and Japan, and you know, there's no way we could win a war with this country, kind of.
まあこれは特別だと思うけどね、めっちゃ。別にアメリカでみんなさ、こう失敗してみんながふーって言ってくれるわけじゃないから。
Yeah, I think they don't realize that this audience is actually SpaceX employees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there is a lot of footage of people that are not SpaceX employees that are, you know, watched the launch from, you know, in public areas around there. But anyone traveling there is going to be pretty enthusiastic about it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, those are SpaceX fans and, you know, people who are motomoto excited about it. So, tashikani sono ne kono bunka wa subarashii teiu ka sa, sono ma space exploration te sou iu koto jan mitaina 部分があるじゃんね。その一歩一歩前進して、まあ、科学全般そうかもしれないけど、その失敗したとしても別にそこで終わりじゃないというか、失敗から学ぶことがあるから、失敗したことによって前進してるみたいな。だからで、こんなのやってみないと分かんないんだからやってみてるわけであって、失敗したところでそれね、悲しむというか、デバステイリーになる人はいないけど、それがじゃあアメリカ文化かっていうと別にそういうわけではないというか、アメリカで常に
I think it's partly true.
It is partly true, but like 失敗がさ、失敗を常にセレブレイしてもらえるかっていうと別にそういうわけじゃないから、なんとも言えないよ。なんかあまりにもそれを一般化しすぎるのはどうなんだろう。まあ、その日本とアメリカで比べて、アメリカの方がそういう雰囲気がなんていうの、ちょっとでも多いかみたいな話しちゃったら、それはイエスかもしれないけど、まあ、これイコールアメリカを象徴しているみたいなとこまで言えるかっていうと、ちょっとどうかな。
Yeah.
これは結構エクストリームなケースじゃん。
It is, but at the same time, you know, the US is a place and culture where this can happen, which
yeah.
I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just saw a lot of viral tweets that were like fairly dramatic about sort of the cultural aspect of this and bringing up the whole H3
right.
rocket situation.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to compare the H3.
Yeah, ちょっと nature がね違うし、あんまりこう、なんか冗談として言うのはいいけど、その本当に比較して、じゃあ日本はどうだ、じゃあアメリカはどうだみたいに言えることではないよね。ま
あ、I think it's partly true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. But
there are a lot of people that are treating this launch like a failure and criticizing it. And there are a lot of media criticizing it and criticizing SpaceX. And, you know,have a totally different reality about what happened. So,
yeah, in the States too, right? So,
especially in the States, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so.
I did actually read some Japanese media about the launch, and they just said the same things that the U.S. media are saying. But there is media that is about rockets, and their reporting was very different than
right.
mainstream. So,
right. Mass hold down.
Is that VTuber Usui Kuriya actually Oji-san? Are you sure about that?
I don't think the person officially admitted it, but that's the, you know, unspoken.
I thought you said it was official.
Consensus. Basically, right? Because this person hasn't denied it, and
I don't believe. I find it so hard to believe, though.You think I'm being fooled?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Maybe it's just a fun, like, well, so that, you know, they started.
I think it is Oji-san. It makes more sense. 逆に.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But...That Oji-san has a good analysis of the launch also. Did you see this person get shot with a crossbow
No.
While streaming on Twitch?
No.
Hmm.
That's random.
It's super random.
Yeah.
But, someone, I mean, people do stuff for views, so.
You know, they had in Japan, right before the earthquakes, you get kinkyu sokoumida, like your phone makes that traumatizing noise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kinkyu. So they did that test in the UK on mm-hmm. Sunday. So for they were notifying everybody, like,
Or just, it's just a general alert, or is it about
something specific? No, I think it was something general, like just alert test. So every single person's phone will make this noise at like 3 p.m. on Sunday. So be aware, みたいな.
どうだった?
And I was at this musical, Frozen, the Disney musical, with my son. And 3 p.m. was during the show. So before it started, we got like reminded 100 times, like, please turn off your phone. Like, mana mode toka ni shitete mo kore wa mo natchau kara, please make sure to turn off your phone so that it won't ring during the show.
Huh.
And of course, someone does not turn off their phone and it went off.
Just one person?
I think it was just one person.
No way. How many people were there?
I don't know. It was packed.
Kids? A lot of kids there, or mostly?
Half the audience is Joji. Chichai onanoko. Mo 99.9%. Da 50% no uchi no 99.5% gurai wa Joji. Ma daitai 3 sai kara 8 sai gurai no joshi, Joji. To, de ano kore no hanban oya. Datta nda kedo. で、 うちの息子はその会場全部のうちの男子 2人 のうち 1人 ぐらい。 But ちょうどね、 have you seen Frozen?
I have, I think.
Okay. So there's this snowman character called Olaf.
ちょうどそのシーンが、 he got arrested, right?
Oh, the voice actor?
I thought so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, In the scene where Olaf was like melting because of this dando no hi, de nanka chōdo moetete, de son toketete, son toki ni darika no kinkyū sokou ga natchatta no, nanka piro mitaina. De sono Olaf ga adoribu de nanka set off the fire alarm mitaina koto yutte, minna ga wa tte hakusho shite tanda kedo sa. Demo Nihon no あの、ギュインギュインと全然違う音だった。もっと、もうちょいマイルドな、なんかピロリロリローみたいな感じだった。
Yeah. Can you do that one more time?
え、何を? ピロリロリロ?
ピロリロリロ?
うん、ピロリロリロみたいな感じだった。国によってね、あの、音が違うんだと思って、日本のあのギュインギュインはちょっと心臓が悪いからやめてほしいんだけど。でもね、なんか、このFrozen の 最初の方のシーンでね、あの、アナ、妹の方のアナが、あの、 Oh, I'm not the heir, I'm just the spare っていうシーンがあって、大人のオーディエンスが全員ちょっとザワザワザワザワ、ザワザワザワ、フフフってなってた。
Wait, can you explain that reaction?
You know, The Spare, the book by Prince Harry.
This is such a UK inside joke.
Yeah. I was like, おーと思って。なんかこれは元々のセリフなのか、これは UKだからね、ジョークなのか。多分後者だと思うんだけど。 But the interesting thing about this musical is that いろんな人種の人が出てくるわけ。 Like they're quite like 自由 about the 人種 of the characters. So when I went to see, the mom was Asian looking woman, and then the childhood Elsa was an Asian girl, and childhood Anna was a white girl, and then they grow up to be both white.
Wait, she changed?
Yeah, because there's like a childhood version and then they grow up to become a grown up, right? So so they're not got...
Wait, so they start as an Asian child and then they're like a white adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Elsa starts as an Asian child and then yeah, she grows up to be a white person. But then like that didn't have any Ewok on for me. なんかあ別に何にも問題ないなと思ったっていうかあんまりそういうのを見たことないなんか今までさこう話題になることあるじゃんなんかハリーポッターでじゃあハーマイオニーの役を黒人になりましたとかさ、でなんかすごいコントロバーシャルみたいになったりするからさ、
right.
でも見てて別にそうあなんか別になんかまあ話がもともとファンタジーっていうかさもう現実離れしてるから別に何にも違和感ないなと思って見てて、で最後カーテンコールの時にそのアジア人の女の子出てきた時に、なんかああよかったなって思ってしまったっていうか、そのアジア人だからエルサの役なんて絶対にできないっていう風にならなかったわけじゃん。まあ別にいいかって、なんかその大人になってからと子供の時人種がマッチしなくても、まあいいかって誰かが決めてくれたおかげでさ、この子はこうやってですごい上手だったから。あ、こうやって出れたんだと思って、なんか勝手にしみじみしてしまった。
They prefer having diverse casts for things like this, right?
Yeah, so when my friend went to see the same musical, she said it was a little bit confusing because the childhood Anna was a black girl, childhood Elsa was a white girl, and then the race switched when they grew up. So... And then there's a flashback scene where they're all in the same room and you sort of have to stop and think like, oh, wait a minute. So this one is that one and this one is that one. So, まあ、スイッチすると確かにね、なんかそういう可能性があるけど。
It would be confusing if Elsa is like this black girl, you know, with an afro and then she becomes an adult and she's Asian. Like, I don't know which character I'm looking at unless they have like name tags or something, right?
No, but the thing is, they can do it because it's a Disney musical. Everybody knows the story, and Elsa is a blonde girl, and Anna's has brown hair, and they're all wearing this dress that's sort of recognizable from the movie. So. They don't need to explain these things. And I think that's why they could do this. They could bring this Asian girl with no problem, you know, because she's going to be wearing the blonde wig anyway. And everyone can tell that this girl is Elsa.
What do you think about characters in films? And the character is Asian. And let's say they're played by... what's her name? The Lost in Translation.
She played Kouka Kidotai?
Yeah. So a lot of people were upset that, you know, Asian character has been replaced by a different race.
Yeah.
But it's like we want to be comfortable having different characters play different races, but then
different characters are not playing different races. Like in Frozen, basically. It's like
Elsa's,
because it's in a country called Arandeiru or whatever. It doesn't even exist. So,
yeah, but that sounds very, you know.
The race really like doesn't matter. So
it's obviously European, right? Like you can, like you, there's.
We don't know. I mean, is it Earth? We don't know. I mean, they're using magic movie and
doesn't look like Southeast Asia at all.
Maybe it's on Mars. Like it doesn't matter. And I think that's why they can do this, you know? So it's a little different when Tilda Swinton played an Asian character by changing her facial features and stuff. That's weird.
But so,
you know, if an Asian aside, person pretends to be black.
But putting you know, this aside, weird. like the specific, you know, Frozen thing, people do get upset. And did get upset when, like, the Asian character was being played by What is her name? Why do I keep forgetting her?
I don't think that people...
Scarlett Johansson.
I don't think that people were upset with this particular musical, Frozen, because
it really doesn't matter.
Everybody knows the story. Oh, aside from Frozen.
Yeah, I'm saying put Frozen aside. I guess, like, how do we interpret, you know, various roles? You know, I'm personally familiar with a lot of Asian roles that have been, or Japanese roles played by other ethnicities, yeah, you know, being sort of becoming common or routine in Hollywood.
Yeah. You know? So I think, so your cultural background とかさ、人種とかが specify されてる場合に、で、しかもそれが話に意味がある。話に影響するにもかかわらず、それを違う人種の人がやるのはおかしいじゃん、普通に。
Well, but in Ghost in the Shell, does that character need to be played by an Asian person? Or some people were upset that like these roles were just consistently the main character is going to be like, you know,
yeah,
Chris Pratt or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Ghost in the Shell is, yeah, it's a little bit debatable, but yeah, that character had a Japanese name, I think, and...
And didn't they make Scarlett Johansson look more Asian or something?
I think, yeah, or they attempted it and then they backtracked it or something. I can't remember. But that would have been really bad if they, like, slanted her eyes or, like, you know, made her nose lower or something like that. That's just offensive. But they could, because if they were going to do that, they should have just given the role to an Asian person, right?
What about Robert Downey Jr.? Playing an actor that was playing a black character.
What's that?
What was it?
What do you mean?
Tropic Thunder?
Okay.
You don't know Robert Downey Jr. playing the black guy in that like comedy war movie?
No.
Hmm.
No. Hmm. But you know, こういうフローズンみたいにその話がもうみんな分かってるし、人種はまあ正直何でもいいみたいな、どうでもいい、その特にその観客が混乱する余地がない場合は、まあ別にこれでも全然ありなんだなと思って、実際ちょっと見てみて思った。 And the kids are so cute, you know, like every time they sing, all the grown-ups in the audience were like, もう感動しちゃったもん、私なんかフローズンのミュージカルなんて別に見たくないじゃん正直だけど、まあ、
really?
息子がさん見たいかなと思って連れてたんだけど、なぜか私が感動してしまって、because it's longer than the movie, so the story is sort of, you know, they added like backstories a little bit and they made it a little more sense、as to why she had to let it go, you know, this oppression, she had to kill her emotions so that she won't accidentally use magic and hurt people. She's really scared and this like really severe oppression years after years, and then finally she can let go. But while they were sort of portraying her oppression and her struggles, my son kept asking me like, When is she gonna sing Let It Go? Like when is it? When is it coming? And I'm like, well, she can't let it go yet. You know, she can't let it go. That's the point. You gotta wait. And
that's your explanation. And
it, yeah, and then it finally comes right. 説明が適当すぎる。Right before the 休憩時間. Yeah, I'm like, no, she can't let it go now. I mean, she's in the middle of being oppressed. But yeah, so 一幕の最後にね、やっと Let It Go が来てさ、もう。ね、そのみんな女児たちはもうドレス着て見に来てるしさ、もうやる気満々で、もう Let It Go 見に来てるから。
Are they all singing?
No. No, they weren't.
なんで?
Actually, at the beginning of the musical, they said don't sing along. And all the grown-ups were sort of yeah, right? みたいな感じの反応してたんだけど、でもみんな静かに見てた。いや、もうすごいの、いや、すごい上手だから当たり前だけど、well, they use projection mapping, you know, very effectively, and it was like, wow. And then she changes her dress in a second, and it's just this spectacle. Mm. And so everyone was, all the little girls were in awe, and they, I guess, forgot to sing. Yeah, 楽しかった。あの、子供がいなかったら多分別に見に行かないと思うけど、子供がいてロンドンに住んでる人で Frozen 好きだったらおすすめ。
They have Frozen all over the place, right? Don't they have that in Japan too?
日本でもやってんの？同じミュージカル？
なんか広告が見た気がするんだけど。
見た？あ、本当？そうなんだ。
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It could be like、うん、maybe a long time ago.I just have、うん、the cats one stuck in my head. It's always that.
あ、でも本当だ。劇団四季って書いてあるからやってんのかもね。
うん。
あ、でもわかんないでも。うん。
うん、Is it that yeah, great? Yeah. There's better musicals to see, right? Probably.
For grown-ups, yes, definitely. I mean, better っていうかまあ、何もうちょっと大人向けの。
right.
あのいいのはすごいいっぱいあるから、そう、子供いなかったら大人だけで見に行く。
Nudist, whatever. Wasn't there a musical that you went and saw where there was like some, is it a shower situation?
Oh no, that immersive theater.
Is that Burnt not City. A musical?
No. It wasn't a musical. Mm. It was a immersive.
They sing. They don't sing. Theater.
They, I don't think they sang, no.
Hmm.
They barely spoke, so.
hmm.
Yeah, musical いいよね。I want to go more. I can't believe we only went to Book of Mormon since we got here. Like, 子供屋のばっかり見に行ってるからさ。
Hmm.
It's How great, though.、One? It's great.
Did we talk that about was... that already?
Yeah, we did. I loved it.But I believe in children seeing real stuff, you know? Real people、mm-hmm. singing in front of you live.、
Mm-hmm.
Or real music, you know? Real people playing instruments, like now.
Real people playing instruments. That is becoming more rare.
Yeah, right?
And it's so manual.
Like, yeah, and there's something about this live, like, atmosphere where...These people are actually performing right now in front of you, and it's this like 一回こっきりじゃん。Like、mm. このパフォーマンスはね、全く同じパフォーマンスもないから、っていうなんかそういうのをやっぱりちっちゃい時から見とくっていうのは、まあ、私は子供の時から見ててよかったから。So, yeah, they try to make it funny for both children and for grown-ups. You know, there are references、mm. only grown-ups would understand, and.There are scenes where kids are laughing their ass off. And...
Did you watch Mario?
No. I have zero interest, but I hear it's doing really, really well. And they're showing it here, too.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't watched Mario.
yeah. are you going to? Is that what people are doing? Are grown-ups watching it?
Mario? Isn't that what all the grown-ups are doing?
I have no idea.
Watching Mario?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
So.
Did you see that the iSpace Hakuto lander was supposed to land on the moon? But yeah. I guess they lost contact with it.
Oh, no. What happened? They don't know?
They don't know.
Oh.
But,
That's too bad.
Yeah, I don't know if there's some possibility that it'll come back online or if it has just smacked into the moon. But it seems like
it's on now.
There's a problem, so.
Oh, okay. So,
they have other projects scheduled, so there's still things to look forward to. Hopefully the next one goes well.
Okay. So cool. Oh, I was talking to someone yesterday and said something like, もうなんか4月の中盤なのにみたいなこと言って。She was like, no, it's the end of April. What are you talking about? みたいな。Like, time flies, 本当に。意味がわからん。
more so than before.
It's like almost half a year down. It's crazy.
Do you think it's getting, like, I don't know if worse is the right word, but this sort of time loss phenomenon, like, accelerates as you age?
今ってさ、子供が学校に来始めて、なんか夏休みとか冬休みとかあるじゃん。その学校のスケジュールに合わせて自分も行きないといけないじゃん。だから、夏休みの予定立てとかないとやばい、冬休みの予定立てとかないとやばい、じゃあいつ日本に行って、いつアメリカのおじいちゃんばあちゃんに会いに行ってとか、結構先のことまで全部予定をさ立てるじゃん。それによってよりこうなんか1年が短く感じるっていうかさ、なんていうの、もう先がすごい見えてるから、なんかわかる？ It's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing this winter みたいな感じじゃないじゃん。I know exactly what's happening. Yeah, like my son's school schedule is already laid out. And holidays are all laid out. So, なんか先が見えてるからかもしれない。
Do you think you just sort of become an adult and then once you've sort of grown up and become an adult, it's just like, I don't know, time sort of just, I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking right now, but to me, time does seem to just disappear. In a way that it didn't when I was younger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's sort of a... You're on this, like, track, and every year is, like, a big deal, and, you know, you're going to graduate middle school, and then you're going to graduate high school, and then you're going to maybe go to university, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the elementary school 6 years was, like, the longest ever. Like, 1 month of summer break was super long.
Yeah.
It felt like forever. That's not there anymore. But then, because I'm always with my son and, you know, looking at the school schedule and everything, in a way, I'm sort of pulled back to that because it makes me think of, like, okay, my 1 week is nothing, but for him, 1 week is really long, or one year is nothing for me, really, but it's a huge deal for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every day is like packed, right? Just, you know, we do this and that and that, and then we do this and, you know, soccer on these days and swimming on these days and tennis on these days, and I'd never planned this. It just sort of happened.
Yeah, I haven't heard or read anything truly concrete about the sensation of time, or like, you know, super eloquently described what it is that's going on, you know, as you get older and your sensation of time. Maybe this lady that was in the cave knows something we don't, you know, about how that works.
I always thought that it was about the boom bowl, right? Like, if you've only lived for 2 years, then 1 year is half your life. So, of course, it feels long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're... Like, my son is 4, so he's only done 1 year 4 times. Literally, so, like, 1 year is so big. I mean, each 1 month is huge in relation to how long he's lived so far. So, and he became conscious, basically, maybe 2 years ago. So
one of his years is how many of your years? Time sense wise,
I can't do the math, but what is it,
like 6 years or
maybe
something?
Yeah, 5-6 years or something,
7.
So it's huge, you know, and the the total amount of memory is limited. So everything is stored in your head and you don't really forget it. And, you know,
so what do you,
it's different.
What do you think it's going to be like, you know, when you're like a grandma? Like, what does time feel like?
Well, my grandma and grandpa used to say things like, oh, you know, konaidasa, again, they're talking about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, so I guess so I'll be like that someday. Yeah.
I feel like that already happens.
Sometimes, yeah, like 5年前とかさ, もう本当この間って感じじゃん。
Yeah, well, sometimes I think something happened recently, and then I learn it was like 2017 or something. I'm like, oh yeah, 2017 is not that long ago. And I'm like, no, wait, that's already like 6 years ago.
Yeah, そうなんだよね. なんかそれがどんどんどんどん加速していくわけじゃん、年取ったら、多分。 だから。 Yeah. なんかそれがなんかrelativeっていうか、その息子を見てることによって、なんだろう、より in my face じゃないけど、なんていうの、わあ、すごい、すごい、全然違う、覚えてることの、なんていうの、数も違うし、そんなこと覚えてんのみたいな、いっぱいあるし、時間の感覚も違うし、だってさ、小学校の時の10分休み、15分休みとかあるじゃん。 今なんてさ、じゃあ15分ちょっと休憩ねって言われたら、わざわざ部屋の外出てさ、なんかめっちゃ遊ぼうって思わないけどさ、子供の時その15分あったらもう全然何でもできるじゃん。Yeah,
I always feel like I don't have enough time in the day. I want like 30 hours. Because it's like, it's always bedtime, and I'm like, oh, but I just want to like do this and do this first and then maybe do this.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But especially it's like, now. Oh, but if I don't go to bed, I'm going to regret it. Because I'm going to only get like this much sleep, and then then my eye is going to start twitching and I'm going to catch cold and I'm going to have to go to the doctor. It's just a disaster.
そこまで
Well, it's real though.
It is. Yeah,
it is. It's real though. Like I kind of have a cold right now, and it's like, I know what happened. Like I didn't manage my sleep properly. I was out on sort of a cold day. It's kind of cold right now in Tokyo. It's like cold and raining and weird.
あ、そうなの。もう暑いのかと思ってた。寒いよ、今。
What is it right now?
寒いって言ったって。寒くはないでしょ。
The low is 11. Right now it's 14度.
Okay.
What is it over there?
まあ、ロンドンほどじゃない。うん。今日はね、最低5度、最高12度。寒。うん。たまに日中はね、日が照ってると全然暖かい時もあるけど、まだまだちょっと肌寒い。まあ、春かなって思ったらまた寒くなったりとか、まあ、欧州あるあるかもしれないけど。Earlier we talked about
inflation and stuff, and you're paying like $1 billion for
pounds.
Heating.
Yeah,
pounds.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean,
apparently eggs have gotten more expensive here. I was wrong, or I said I didn't notice, but I should have noticed.
That it's more expensive.
More expensive, yeah.
Okay.
By a lot.
Okay. Yeah, here we're having egg shortage again, so there is no egg.
What?
No egg is an exaggeration. You can still buy them if you go in the morning. But if you go in like around like 3, 4 p.m. or something, then no.
それは生で食べれるやつ?生で食べてもいい印はついてるけどどうなんだろうね? Do you know how old it is?
How old? What do you mean?
Do you know when the egg was laid?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it comes with shōhiki gen or something. So, 今だから卵高いよ。一時期あったのよ。いつか忘れたけど、その卵は全然ないじゃんみたいな。 でそこから戻ってきてたんだけどまたなくなってるね。なんか1週間2週間前ぐらいかな。
Oh, did you see that Biden announced that he's running again?
No. 何また選挙あんのアメリカ。もうそっからして知らないんだけど。
Every 4 years, yeah.
So four years もう経ったの。
Next year, they're already announcing that they're running, and I guess Biden just announced that he's running again. I don't know how old he's going to be.
もう4年早いね。わあ、あっという間じゃん。またやんの選挙も。
You only get a little. You only get a little break from politics.
また揉めんの。もうやめようよ。もうさ、10年に1回とかにしようよ。
No, that would be. That would be. That would
be. え、他に誰がやってんの？ Oh, DeSantis なぜか日本に行ってたよね。
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that. I didn't actually.
なぜか岸田さんに会ってたよね。
I just saw. Yeah, I just saw like a.thumbnail of that.
みんなにさ、
What did he say?
Why? って言われて。
What did DeSantis say? This,
he became a meme because he was moving his head really weird when he was answering a question. Oh, you gotta see it. I'm sure you can find it easily. He became a meme.
かわいそうじゃん。
But, no, he but just moved his head. Like, what is he... Because there was a storm or something, like flooding or something in Florida, right? And then...
Okay.
And then somehow he was in Japan, so people were like, what is he doing? You know, こんな大変な時になんで日本行ってんのみたいな感じで言われてたけど。
Well,
なんていうの like, wow, 自分の選挙のことしか考えてないみたいな。
I don't know if...
いろいろなことをもう忘れてる。
Well, I don't think going to Japan is that much, you know, campaigning for the election. I mean, it probably helps. I don't know. I don't know anything about.
Seems pretty random, but
yeah, it seems like there's things that he would do sooner than go to Japan if it's
yeah.
if he wants to get elected, right? I don't know yeah. why is he here? Did he say? You just saw the meme.
Like, Like, he was in a conversation with Kishida-san at some different occasion, and then they talked about something, and then they wanted to discuss it again, or he wanted to bring it up again, or something. I can't remember. But. Oh, yeah. Is Trump running?
Yeah.
Oh. もうまた同じことやんの。もうなんか総特会しませんかって感じじゃない。ちょっと全部違う人にさしてもうちょっと同じことの繰り返しちょっともうやめようよ。
Well,
もうみんな嫌じゃないの？みんな嫌でしょ？
Who else is there other than Biden on for the Democrat side? Do you know of any?
知らないけどいっぱいいるんじゃないの人は。
Who?
I don't know.
カマラ。
Anybody, just, ちょっと一回さ、人を変えようよ、もう全員。
Wait, this is Biden's last chance, though, right? Isn't it? He can't run. He can't run after this, can he?
Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't he quite old now?
How old is he? Do you know?
I have no idea. Oh, and こっちはなんかこの間スナックがめっちゃ炎上しててまたなんか。So I didn't know this, but forever ago, apparently, there was a footage of Kim Jong-un in his car, and the police officers or guard people were sort of running after the car, like walking along the car and then running after the car to guard the car. And I didn't know this, but apparently people here really mocked it. Like, oh, wow, like he's using... people like he's making people run with their car.
Okay,
that's ridiculous, Midana. But then the other day, Sunaku did basically the same thing. There were a lot of officers walking or running beside his car, like tons of them, to protect him through the city. And apparently, no other prime minister has done that. And everyone was like, "Oh no!" Like we made fun of North Korea, but. we're doing the same thing, みたいな。
Well, maybe it's a good idea for security reasons.
I don't know. I mean, I guess people don't like him. I was listening to some podcast and they talked about how Sunak's wife was seen doing the school run and she was wearing slippers. And the slippers were like over 500 pounds or something. And people were like, wow.
Yeah.
なんかこんな適当な格好でもこんな高いんだって。
What's going on in France right now? Do you know? Is that situation chilled out?
I guess a little bit. So my husband had to postpone his business trip because of the, you know, protests and everything. But then he did go a while ago, a couple weeks ago. And he said it seemed fine. I mean, there were no garbages on the street anymore. And, at least the parts that he saw. But he was in the central area. And yeah, he said it was okay. でもよくわかんない。ちゃんとフォローしてないか。Anyway,文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。なんだっけ、文字起こしのテキストと、英語表現解説エッセイ全部読めるようになる月額240円、 Android と、iPhone、 Apple製品どっちもいけます。あと宿題プランは iOS だけなんだけど今のところ月額360円で全部の問題解けるようになりますのでぜひやってみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp で BN メンバーシップやっています。番組の継続につながりますのでサポートしてくださっている方々本当にありがとうございます。全部のストアの商品が 15% オフになるっていうのもついてくるのでぜひ興味ある方はチェックしてみてください。あと同じサイトで公式ストアやっています。冒頭でお伝えした通りシミュレーションT シャツ、猫星人シミュレーション T シャツと、あと、もつれパーカー、まだ販売しているので、ぜひ、こちらもチェックしてみてください。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。おしまい。
お願いします。
バイ。
以上です。はい。